The topic of bracha on soups urges from our daf on daf lamin chesam abeis, and it is beneficial that the daf was relatively brief because this halacha topic is nuanced. There are quite a few shitas harishonim, and we will try to spell out the basic shitas harishonim as well, of course, through the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and halacha lamaisa. The Gemara has two opinions whether shlakos, vegetables that are cooked, gets the bracha borei pri ha'adama or a shahakol. Does it retain its original bracha or not? We paskin like the shita abayi. You see the beis in the ner mishpat, 8 lines from the top and lamiches on the beis, that shlakos get the bracha borei pri ha'adama. That means that the vegetables get adama as well as the water that it's cooked in gets a borei pri ha'adama. However, there are Rishonim that qualify exactly when we say you get a Borei Pri Adama. The Rama in Darkei Moshe Simin Reish Hei points out a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, why Shlokos gets a Borei Pri Adama. According to the Rambam, the Darkei Moshe's Medayik, the reason why Shlokos gets a Borei Pri Adama is because the intention of the individual when he cooks up the vegetables, give the taste of the vegetables into the soup. Hence, the soup absorbs, literally and figuratively, the bracha of the vegetables. It becomes one with the vegetable itself. This is the position of the Rambam. Therefore, points out the Darkei Moshe, that according to the Rambam, the only time that one would make a Borei Pri Adama on the soup is if it was cooked with the intention to give off the taste and drink that taste in the water. For the Rosh, that is not important at all, points out the Darkei Moshe. It doesn't matter if he intended to drink. In fact, and this is the way Rabbi Forst, in his Hilchos Brachos on page 328, presents the Shitas HaRosh, the Rosh almost holds the exact opposite. And that is that the reason why you get the Borei Pri Adama and the bracha of Adama is not lost on the vegetables and the water is because the primary cooking was for the vegetable. It was to improve the vegetable and to make the vegetable eaten in a softer fashion. Ezra Forst, on page 329 in his Hilchos Brachos, concludes, and I will read his language in English. Since we have a rule of Suffolk Brachos, a Shahakol should be recited except for the following condition. One should recite Adama vegetable soup only if the purpose of the cooking is normally both for the benefit of the vegetables and the soup. If, however, one recites a Hadamah on soup that is cooked either for the soup or for the vegetables, b'di'evet, the bracha should not be repeated because one would be following either the Rosh or the Rambam. But l'chatchila, one only makes a Borei Pri Adama on a soup where one wants the vegetables in the soup and one wants the soup with the vegetable taste given over to it. Hence, you could fulfill both the position of the Rambam and Rosh. This is also brought out by the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Reish Hei Sivkot and Yud, where he says, "V'dafka kisheshokon kedei lechol gamas hayirakos." The only time you make Borei Pri Adama is if the soup was made with the intention to eat it with the vegetables. The ilu bishel hayirakos o sharon or sharon letzarech meimayan. However, if you cooked it only for its taste to be given over, then the bracha is only going to be a shakel. Despite the fact that according to the Rambam, it could very well be that it would get a Borei Pri Adama. The Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for both opinions, that the only time a vegetable soup gets a Borei Pri Adama is if you want both the vegetables and the soup. The Magen Avram in Sivkat and Vav has another Suffolk that's totally in the machlokis between the Rambam and Rosh, which is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Hei Sifkat and Yud Aleph. And that is, what happens if you cook dough inside a soup in order for it to add taste to the water, but ultimately you don't eat what the Mishnah Berurah calls the dough here, the farfel, the lakshin, or the knedlach. So in such a case, if you cooked the farfel and lakshin, but that you're not really interested in eating the farfel, lakshin, or knedlach, many times for knedlach a person is interested, the knedlach adds a taste into the soup, but in a case of where it's going to be removed, that would be totally in the machlokis between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether the bracha is given over. According to the Rosh, one would not make a mazonos on such a soup, and therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, it is a safek. And what the Mishnah Berurah suggests is you should eat a little bit of mazonos beforehand, then have a little bit of a shahakol, and to be yotzei all of the opinions. However, what emerges from the rule that we saw in the Hilchos Brachos of Rav Forst is if a person does not do that, safek bracha hakel, he would make a shahakol. So let's summarize what we have up until now. When it comes to vegetable soup, the bracha will be adama if the person wants to eat both the vegetables and wants to taste the vegetables in the soup. If one does not want one of those things, that is subject to machlokas of Rambam and Rosh, and we would say the rule safek brachos lahakel, and the same would apply in regards to cooking soup with knedlach, farfel, lakshin, and so on. If a person just wants the taste of the lakshin into the soup, but is not really interested in the lakshin, so then in such a case, the bracha also would be shahakol as well. Finally, we discuss another type of soup which has vegetables inside of it, and for that, we go to the actual language of the Mechaber. In Siman Hei Sif Beis, the Mechaber quotes our halacha, al ha-mayim shebishl bem yirakos, mevarech ha-bracha atzma, shemevarech ha-yirakos atzman, av al pi she'im ba'el atam hayorak. If you eat the vegetable soup, and there isn't any vegetables at that particular moment, but at the time you cooked it, you wanted the vegetables inside of the soup, then in such a case, it gets a borei pri adama. The hani mili, we come to point number two of the halachos of vegetable soup. Kishabishlam below basar. This only applies when you cooked those things alone, says the Mechaber, without meat. Aval im bishlam im basar mevarech halav shahakol. But if you made the soup with meat, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be a shahakol. What's the rationale? The rationale is the following. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Gimel very clearly says the Mishnah Berurah, Yugimel da yirakos nosnin tam ba'amarak. The vegetable gives taste in the soup. Va'abosar nosnin tam ba'amarak. And also the meat gives taste into the soup. V'tam atzur choshev yoser. But what's more expensive, vegetables or meat? Meat. So the meat is considered more choshev. Hilkach hu'aikar. Therefore, it is the primary, and the vegetables become the tafel, comes back to the regular rules of Iker v'tafel, and the appropriate bracha is going to be a shahakol. So, point number two about vegetable soup, if there is another ingredient, like meat, or something else that could be considered primary, so then the primary ingredient is going to win out over the vegetables. Similarly, says the Mishnah Berurah halfway through Sivkot and Yud Beis in Siman Reish Hei, when it comes to borscht, even though there was vegetables, there's also was traditionally in Europe cooked with meat, and since there is another ingredient, then the meat dominates. Similarly, says the Mishnah Berurah, if there are other primary tastes that are put into this vegetable mixture, like he says, chometz, vinegar, omashka, suya, b'meisubin, v'kemach, or a mixture of a little bit of dough and so on, so that have a taste by itself, says the Mishnah Berurah, ein nigra amashka achara yarek. The yarek is considered secondary. Rav Nevin Sala adds that that's only in a case in where the other ingredients are primary. However, he says, if you have vegetables and some other spices, even if the spices are by themselves a type of ingredient, he says in such a case, great Rebbe says in such a case, the bracha is going to be ahadam. And his language is the following. Ki atavlinim boim rak lahatim es apriyo es hayerek velo es hamayim. The spices are there just to enhance the vegetable or the fruit. And in such a case, then the bracha is going to be ahadama if it's vegetable soup. And ha'et if we're talking about a fruit soup. However, Rav Nevenzahl concludes, V'im kamos hayirakos mu'etes, v'aymayim mutam alidei tavlinim yivar shakol. But if there's a very small amount of vegetables, and there are spices inside, so then it's clear the vegetables are there just to add taste to the water, just like the spices are. And that v'ameivin yovin might come back to the machlokis between the Rambam and the Rosh. And the bottom line is that the bracha is going to be a shahakol, because there one could argue that the spices are adding taste into the water, the vegetables are adding taste into the water, and then the bracha will be a shahakol according to the Rosh. And we mentioned in this machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, we say safek brachos lahakel, and in only where one is clearly interested in the vegetables themselves does the bracha become a borei pri adama, or the fruits themselves, and then the bracha is going to be a borei pri ha'etz. This concludes the halachos of vegetable soups, and as well, one could apply most of these rules to fruit soups as well. On Daf Lamed Ches, we also have another important sugya, and that is the bracha made on mashed fruits and vegetables. The sugya brings it up when discussing trima. The Gemara says that a crushed fruit called trima gets a bracha bar priyeh because milsayu kaimi kindmei kara. It retains its original status. From Rashi Dibra Amaschil, trima mahu, it seems that trima is a type of fruit that was crushed, but not entirely crushed. Katush ksas ve'ena merusak. It is broken up, but not entirely mashed. According to the opinion of Rashi, and this is pointed out by the Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Beis Siv Zayin, from Rashi is mashma that if it would be entirely mashed, in such a case, we would not evoke the rule of the Gemara Milsayu Kaimi, and the bracha that one would make would be a shahakol. However, the Beis Yosef points out that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, in the Kesef Ilchas Brachas Halachas Dalet, writes, Tmarin Shemiach Anbiyad, Vahotzi Garinim Shelehem, Vasaim Kamo Isad. Notice, dates that are smashed to the point that it's made like a dough. That means entirely mashed. Nevertheless, Varchalem Tchila Bore Priya Eid. The Bracha is Bore Priya Eid. If we take a look in the Mechaber quotes this Rambam, which means that even if something is entirely mashed, so then in such a case, it still retains its original bracha. The Mishnah Brura discusses why. Sif Kademi writes, the kivan da adayin mamoshen kaim, since the essence of the date, and for that matter, the Mishnah Brura points out, this is important halacha lemaisa, mashed potatoes, its essence has still been retained, therefore it retains its original bracha. So Rabotai, we do not follow the opinion on the daf of the Gemara Lamechesa Menal, the opinion of Rashi that seems to indicate that if it would be entirely mashed, the bracha is lost, its original bracha is lost. Rather, even if it's entirely mashed, since its essence remains, so then it retains its original bracha. Example, mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes, naturally mashed potatoes, get a borei pri adama. There is another wrinkle. Let's take a look now at the Ramah of that halacha in Reish Beis Siv Zayin. The Ramah gives another example, and we're going to explain the Ramah as understood by the Grah. Says the Ramah, here he gives a very practical case. Unfortunately, he gives the Yiddish terms, but thankfully the terms have been translated. Ulfiza hu adin belatur enikra fodilda. Says the Targum in the new editions of the Mishnah Brura, this means ribat peirot, which riba is a form of jelly or mashed fruits. Mevarchin aleim borei pri ha'etz, the bracha is the borei pri ha'etz. V'yesh omrim, continues the Ramah, mevarech aleihem shahakol. And there are some who say that the bracha is shahakol. According to the Grah, the Ramah is disagreeing with the Mechaber. And he's saying these mashed fruits, the halacha is that they get a shahakol because they are entirely mashed. Nisrasek legamri. If it's Nisrasek Ligarmi, then it gets a shackle. Very reminiscent to the Shita of Rashi. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah where he quotes others that say that the Ramah is not disagreeing with the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat the Membeis. We read Ramah the way the Gra understands the Ramah, yet, nevertheless, even according to the opinion of the Gra, at the end of the day, Mishnah Berurah says, we follow the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And that is that even if it's entirely mash, the bracha that it gets is a borei pri ha'etz. For this reason, Reb Nevenzel told me that all applesauce will get a borei pri ha'etz. No matter how well mashed the applesauce is, its essence still remains, and therefore an applesauce will get a borei pri ha'etz. There is one exception to this rule. Even though we follow the Psak of the Mechaber, the Sefer Zos HaBrocha on page 238 says that even if it's entirely mashed, he quotes the Psak that we had seen from the Mishnah Berurah, as well as adding from Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, and unfortunately now we have to say Reb Scheinberg Zatzal, on page 238 he quotes, She'ein tzarich tiyeh bo chaticha nikeres me'apri hakodem, one doesn't even need to see a bit of the flesh of the fruit beforehand. It doesn't have to be recognizable as the piece of the fruit. Umaspik rosha mapri kodim. It's enough that there's some recognition to which this fruit belonged to. And it turns out that Rav Nevenzel is consistent with what his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, had said. That Rav Nevenzel says that the rosha mapri still remains even when the applesauce is entirely mashed. The exception is the following. The Sefer Zos HaBracha continues, Achim lo nikeres mehus ha-pri. But if the essence of the pri is not recognizable at all, she'odam me'atzad eini yochel lahakim eize pri nasa davar, a person from the outside would never guess from which fruit this is made, birchaso shahako, then in such a case, the bracha is a shahako. Sefer Zos HaBracha claims that when it comes to an avocado, even if it was mashed in a blender, its essence still remains, and therefore it retains its original bracha. However, it would seem to me that those fruits that one would not argue that it's obvious to that it's one can make out its essence, for example, when it comes to the way they make a smoothie or a yogurt, so then in such a case, there it appears to me the essence of the fruit has been lost, and then in such a case, the bracha would be a shahakal. But even if it's blendered, if its essence could still be made out, then the bracha, its original bracha would be maintained as the position of the Rambam, in contrast to the position of Rashi. Again, the details of blended fruits and nowadays in ice cream stores where they put the fruits into a smoothie and so on, that requires a little bit more research, but the above are the basic rule of thumb.